Welcome to Living Fullness, a podcast where you're invited to walk with two unusual friends through the ups and downs of the art of friendship. My name is Stina Constantine.
My name is Father Sean Burns, and together we explore what it takes to grow real, satisfying friendships, the joys and challenges we face along the way, and of course, becoming a good friend ourselves.
We hope by sharing our learning and experiences, this podcast will serve you in living your life to the full. Welcome back to another episode of Living Fullness. Thank you for joining us, whether you're listening through your earpiece, in your car, or in your home, or watching on our YouTube channel.
Hi.
How are we going today, Padre?
Well, thank you, Stina. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
What have you been up to?
Ordinations. That's what I've been up to. That's what. Ordinations. Actually, I haven't ordained anybody, to be clear. I can't do that. So two of our students were ordained last Friday.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they were, I'm going to give them a shout out, Father Cyprian Onuwara, who was ordained a priest last Friday, and Deacon Connell Perry, who was ordained a deacon last Friday. Congratulations to you both. And yeah. It's been a really awesome week. It's a week of preparation, and all the seminarians came back for it, and they were all excited. And it's this aura of anticipation, and it's just been nice.
Cool.
It's been, yeah.
Cool. Yep. So for those people who don't know what that means, right, what does that mean?
Okay, all right.
For these two men.
So for these two men, Father Cyprian is now an ordained priest like myself. He now is able to say Mass and to hear confessions, anoint people when they're dying to help bring them to God. For us, ordination is like being configured to Christ in a unique way. We were able to minister in the person of Jesus Christ. And for Connell, who's been ordained a deacon, this is considered the order that is, it's kind of like the entrance into what we call holy orders, which is deacon, priest, and bishop. And Deacon Connell now is able to proclaim the gospel at Mass, which is reserved for people in holy orders. And he is able to preach as well. He's able to perform weddings and to do funerals and baptisms. And to bless certain things and to bless even people in certain occasions and certain situations. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's what that means. It's pretty cool. Yeah. So please pray for them both. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
How about your week? Tell us about your week.
Yeah, right. My week has been busy. I've had a number of social engagements. A few weeks ago, I was like, yes, my social calendar is filling up. Now I'm still like, yes, but... Woo! There's a lot in there.
For sure.
I'm loving it, but it is taking a lot of my energy. So I'm also having to remember, make sure you put some time aside to just rest and chill and have some quiet time.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's coming.
Nice. Very good.
So today we have an interesting topic ahead of us. We've covered some of our content in previous episodes, and we promised you guys that we'd be going into some hot button topics from here on out. So here's our first one.
Here it is. Okay. We have the friend zone.
Bow, bow.
Dun, dun, dun. So what is the friend zone? Well, it sort of seems as though if a person, meets another person that they find attractive, that there's this tendency in the Western culture to skip straight into asking that person out. Why? Because I don't want to be friend-zoned, right?
Yeah.
And so it's this place which has been popularized by rom-coms. And I think I've spoken briefly about my detestation of the rom-com.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, Padre's not a fan of rom-coms.
Not a fan. So it's this place popularized by rom-coms where men and women dread going. It's the whole, a dimension of existence from which one will never emerge, doomed to remain only friends with one's crush for all eternity, which is...
Hello, Gandalf. Didn't realize we were having Gandalf on the show today.
It was probably more Sauron, but anyway. Yeah. it's this place where people view that like, oh no, I have to only be friends with this person. It's this zone that they want to to avoid like the plague.
Yeah, absolutely. And rightly put, it's a place that most people dread and definitely don't want to be anywhere near. It's like this, very much like you said, a place of doom.
and they should dread going there, just not for the reasons they think.
Right. And so I guess the friend zone is very much like a place where, you know, people end up where they're essentially, you know, have attraction and an emotion crushing on someone, but are in a place where they can't actually do anything about it or feel as though they can't do anything about it.
Mm.
And so it's almost like a bit like a purgatory place where endless waiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no sort of light at the end of the tunnel. There's just this terrible, terrible place.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
When really what's going on in that space is, you know, they're really feeling as though there is something that they're missing out on that they deserve.
Yeah.
Something that should be theirs that they can't have.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's this good that they feel dispossessed of, right? Yeah.
Mm.
And look, it's a state that can happen to any of us. You know, like it's so you know, we all have to be cautious of it. Definitely. Yeah, a purgatory-like place. Yeah, yep. Where they feel dispossessed of a particular, where we feel dispossessed of a particular good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of leads us into this thing of what we call unrequited attraction or unrequited love, right? Which is it's a bit of a fancy term. So a love or attraction which is not returned.
Reciprocated.
There is no reciprocation there. And instead of perhaps grieving that, there is kind of this indulgence of self-pity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is probably one of the most sad elements of being in the friend zone.
Sure. Sure.
And I guess, you know, you can have different ways where this can come about too. You know, we can be in a relationship, a new friendship that's forming, where we find ourselves, oh, I'm actually more attracted to this person than I initially thought. I think I would like something more than a friendship with this person, but it doesn't look like the other person's going to reciprocate on that. So, I find myself in the friend zone if I don't do something about these feelings and these emotions that have come about.
Yeah.
Or it could also be where you have been in an established relationship, established friendship, or an extended period of time, or a certain period of time, and then you find yourself going, oh, actually, now I'm starting to see that there are some romantic attractions here. But again, it's not reciprocated. So, I find myself in the friend zone once again if I don't do something productive and healthy with these thoughts and emotions.
Yeah, very much.
So basically, essentially what we're saying is that this friend zone space can feel like a space where it's very much doom and gloom that we're stuck in, but essentially the friend zone's a place where there's an expectation and a hope that is being unmet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's yeah.
And it's being unmet because those hopes and dreams that we have, they're not rooted in reality.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, spot on. Spot on. And this really is a tragedy. As one of my lecturers would say, it's a tragedy of postmodern man. it's a tragedy that's unique to our age, because all the time that someone confines themselves to this friend zone, this time could actually spent being a friend.
Yeah,
you know, all the time that someone is involved in the friend zone, that is time that could be spent as a friend.
Mm. Time and energy.
Time and energy. Exactly right. Exactly right. They could discover not the crush built up in their heads, right?
Mm.
But, you know, but a person who we could have a mutually enriching relationship with. You know, that's the great tragedy of it all, is that we're actually missing out on something beautiful.
Mm. Mm.
And so, you know, I mean, you might be at this point asking, well, okay, I knew the friend zone was a place that I didn't want to go. But is it as bad as what you're saying? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is a place of self-centered exile where men and women are seen as a piece of meat or a trophy which one pursues for the purpose of a status update. Yeah. This is not the place of men and women. This is the place of boys and girls who have not learned how to grieve for unfulfilled romantic attraction or even love and then move forward in a self-giving manner.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there is a tendency too here where, certainly from the conversations that I've had, where we can feel as though if we have ended up in a place like the friend zone in that space, it's like we've been pushed into that space. We've been forced into that space by this other person who just won't recognize this deep attraction and love and affection that we have for them.
Yeah.
When in reality, you can't force someone to love you.
Yeah, exactly.
There is nothing, if you force someone to love you, that is not love to begin with. That's not what you're getting.
This is domination.
Yeah.
Right? That's
just power and control. That's not love.
Right.
And so if you're not receiving that, if we're not receiving love in return, then they couldn't possibly have pushed us into a corner. We've put ourselves into that corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not stuck there. We choose to stay there. And so likewise, we can choose to move out of that space in those exact same ways that you were saying, by spending time and energy on more productive things than wallowing in self-pity, and using, you know, those and working out what to do with those thoughts and emotions that we have, the attraction that we have, and mourning over this relationship that isn't going to happen or isn't happening right now at the very least.
Yeah, yeah.
And then being able to move forward with that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so with that sort of conversation taking place, even if a friendship isn't wise, you know, even if you look at it and go, okay, so I've got these feelings, they're not reciprocated, but I've been honest, declared them. So a conversation has taken place which is at the service of a good of another. And this lays the foundation for a future friendship, even when we can't see it happening.
Yeah.
You know, because God sees all things in an eternal now, you know, and because we've acted with integrity, it actually leaves the door open for something marvelous to occur in the future in the form of friendship or who knows what form. But because there has been integrity in behavior, in action and word and thought, it allows for a good relationship to spring from that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so I guess the way to move forward in that regard is exactly as you said, to have that conversation, have some conversation of saying, you know what, this thing has happened, it's here. And again, depending on how close you are with the person that you're in friendship with, you know, if it's someone that you are really close friends with, then you probably can't remove yourself very quickly without the other person recognizing something isn't quite right here. Like if you all of a sudden decide, oh, I'm just not going to talk to them anymore because these feelings have erupted and I don't want to do the wrong thing by myself or the other person, so I'm just going to completely remove myself. Well, the other person's going to go, what in the world just happened? They're going to be left in a world of confusion, and that's not kind. That's not loving towards this person
that
you're in friendship with.
That's right.
So you do need to determine how close a friend you are to this other person, what relationship has already been established, and then to be able to figure out, okay, well, now that a conversation needs to take place, how much honesty?
Yeah.
Which you can go back to a previous episode where we've talked about honesty. How much honesty do I need to actually have in order for this relationship to become exactly what you've just said, one of integrity where something much more healthy and of higher quality and higher value can be established?
Yeah.
Even if that means having to say, this friendship can't go any further right now.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Very true.
And it's exactly from here too that if, because there are chances where you can have feelings for someone and then a conversation and you misunderstand that this other person doesn't have feelings for you or a change occurs or something like that. And then there is potential for dating and courtship to happen from here on out, but it's not going to happen without that conversation. And this is that DTR that we've talked about in a previous episode as well, defining the relationship as part of this conversation.
Yeah.
Figuring out what that relationship looks like, boundaries and so on.
That's right. That's right.
But this is exactly a good place where you can then move forward into a healthy dating relationship because you've got a decent friendship that's already been built now. Even if it is for someone who is in a short-term friendship, you know, if a lot of time hasn't transpired, there is something being built there because of that integrity of behavior in being able to have that intentional, honest conversation about what's going on. There's a lot of trust that builds in that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And as you said before, you know, if it's okay if we can't see ourselves being friends with someone. You know, if I look at it and go, okay, you know what, I've allowed attraction to build in my head for a bit too long, you know, and it's just not possible to have a friendship with this person where I'm not thinking in a way which is reflective of the dignity of the other person. It's okay to admit that. And to go, all right, you know what? I can't actually pursue a friendship with this person because I'm not in a place to do that. But I am in a place to act with integrity, to be very clear of, okay, you know, I have to separate here. Mm. What a wonderful thing to be able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. And then just be clear in that conversation so that clarity also transpires alongside that integrity.
Exactly, exactly. And realizing, as I say to my seminarians, you know, she is not for me. Or, you know, she's not for me right now. She's not for me, period, full stop. You know, or for that matter, if you're a lady listening to the the podcast, he is not for me right now. Yeah. He is not for me, period. You know, this is such a freeing thing. It gives the opportunity to be a gift to the other in friendship or to be a gift to the other as a Christian brother or sister at the level of an acquaintance. Mm. And so focus shifts here from what I can get out of the relationship because, you know, I want this romantic relationship to happen. It shifts that focus out of the friend zone of this I want and turns into here's what I am able to give.
Yeah, amen.
Indeed, amen. Very good.
Love it.
All right.
Love it, absolutely. So that was friend zone.
Friend zone.
The doom and gloom place that actually is a place of hope, providing you have a way forward that is not self-centered.
Yeah.
So hopefully that was helpful in some way. Send us in your thoughts, comments, and questions as always using our social media pages on Virtue Ministry or jump over to our Facebook group, Living Fullness. Alternatively, if you're watching on YouTube, you can leave a comment in the comment section below as well and we'll do what we can to answer any questions that you might have.
Awesome. Very good.
Mm-hmm. End of this episode, truth, beauty, and goodness.
All right.
Go for it, Padre.
Mine has to be the ordinations. it just has to be. There's no question.
Do you have a favorite moment in those?
I
do have
the favorite moment. I mean, there are many awesome moments.
Is it different for each person? Like each?
There's something about, there are two moments that kind of share my favorite.
Okay. Right?
So the first is, so Bishop lays hands on the candidate, and that's the essential action of ordination. Is that he must lay hands on the head of the candidate or else ordination is invalid.
Oh, okay.
So he lays hands on the candidate and then all the priests go to the newly ordained priest and they lay hands on the candidate's head as a sort of a sign of their priesthood, which is in union with Jesus Christ and exercised under the authority of the bishop. Who has the fullness of the priesthood. I know this is starting to become a sacramental theology lesson. I will very quickly move past this. So that's a really beautiful part where you actually, you go up and place your hands. At this stage, he's not, the words of consecration over him have not been said.
Okay.
So he's not yet a priest, but he's this laying on of hands has occurred, right? The sign has occurred because for us, sacraments are signs that do what they signify. Mm-hmm. Every sacrament has a matter and a form. I know it's still that's sounding okay. Like a sacramental that's theology okay. class. And so the matter has taken place. The form is yet to occur. So that, you know, you are sort of joining with the bishop, you know, showing your solidarity and placing hands on his head. And so that's the first favorite moment. The second favorite moment is after the newly ordained priest has been vested, which is a really beautiful moment in and of itself. You know, normally a couple of friends of the priest, newly ordained priest, will help him vest because it's the very first time that you've ever had to wear these things, and sometimes you can get a little bit confused.
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
So a couple of priests help you out, and then we all come up and exchange the sign of peace with the new priest. And that's just a beautiful moment. You know, it's this moment where you're embracing a new brother in the priesthood. Aww. It's such a sweet moment. And you just can't help but smile. Even when you don't know the guy that well, it's like, okay, this man is now my brother. You know, it's a new member of the family.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful moment.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So, it's really cool. Yeah.
Wow.
How about for yourself? Truth, beauty, goodness.
Mine for this week has been yet another expecting mum that I caught up with, someone that I don't know all that well. I've only recently met this young woman, and she's fairly new to the area. I mean, she's been here a little while, but fairly new thanks to COVID and things like that, so not a lot of time has passed with being involved in the community and so on. Yeah, so I met her recently, and not too long ago she messaged and said, hey, would you be up for catching up sometime? I thought, oh, okay. I didn't, like, she was great. You know how you meet certain people and you enjoy conversations with them, and you think, yeah, we can be good acquaintances here. And then all of a sudden somebody reaches out like, hey, and you go, oh, is there potential for more than acquaintance here? So it was one of those moments, and had a lovely time catching up with her. Other than the fact that she's this incredible woman who is expecting her first child, like, a week away, and she wanted to catch up for coffee. Wow, you're incredible. She told me a bit about her story and the way that things have transpired in the last few years. And so as I was listening to her story of travel from Australia to overseas and study and things that had happened in her life and relationships and things like that, and coming back to Australia and how she met her husband and things like that, I was just amazed by the timing of how things had worked out. And there was some very tight timing on certain things that was very much like a choice that needed to be made, and there were one of two ways that she could have taken, and she chose a particular path, and as a result, you know, something very very big happened, you know, one of those being her husband that she met. So it was just incredible to see just how tight those time frames were. And as we were talking about that, I made some sort of comment about how incredible God is to have done that in your life in a few different moments, and her eyes sort of lit up. She went, I had not seen that.
Yeah.
So it was not until she verbalized her story that we were able to make the connection that actually, can you see that there's a pattern going on here of the way God's moving in your life? So it's just
good.
Beautiful to see that she trusts him so much she could work through those very high pressure, short time span situations. So beautiful testimony.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us once again on our podcast this week. Get in touch with us with your thoughts, comments, and questions. If you've got some hot topic conversations and themes that you want us to cover, send those in.
Don't just
want to have a go at them. And if you would like to sponsor the podcast, get in touch with us as well.
Please do.
But until next time, know of our love and praise.
God bless.